My name is Lance Laster.
My name is Cavante Chillis.
And after 8 seasons on television,
it's finally time to talk about all the things that make Arrow,
Arrow.
Welcome to Always Hold On to Arrow. In this podcast, we talk about all the things that make Arrow, Arrow. I am not your host, Zach Moore.
And for that, we apologize.
Psych.
We are not sorry. Zach is busy enough.
That's
true. Give that man a break.
Thank you.
Stop sliding in his DMs.
Well, we're giving you, the Smallville fan, what you never got, a spinoff from Smallville.
Featuring the Green Arrow?
Featuring the Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Because it's like, wow, Smallville's over in 2011.
Yeah.
They're doing an Arrow show in 2012. Well, of course, it's going to be a spinoff of the Green Arrow we've seen on television.
Of course.
Since 2006. But that's not what we got. And it all worked out, which is why we're all here to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Always Hold On to Arrow. They don't say that in the show. No, well, that's the brand that we've established here at Always Hold On to Smallville. Hence, Always Hold On to Birds of Prey with our friend Matt Shurix. That is a Patreon-exclusive podcast. But you know what? I've always talked about Always Hold On to Heroes.
Yeah.
We'll see if we get to that podcast one day.
Yeah. 2035.
I still have all 4 seasons of Heroes on DVD unopened on my shelf. I've debated whether making that a Patreon thing or a real podcast thing or how much of a life I actually want to have one day.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But as Cavante said, I'm a busy man, all right?
Yes.
So I don't have time to do Always Hold On to Arrow. And frankly, I am not qualified, and these guys are way more qualified, because I watched Arrow religiously. It was appointment television for me. Season 1 through, I guess, 2/3 of the way through season 4. When did they kill Laurel?
Season 4.
Like, it was like last third of season 4, right?
Yeah.
And that is when I stopped watching every week, which if you would have told season 1 Arrow me that, I'm like, what are you talking about? That's like the best day ever, right? if you went back in time to 2013 and told 2013 Zach, hey, guess what? They kill off Laurel and Oliver ends up with Felicity. I'm like, well, genius. They finally did it. Like, I wish they would have done that on Smallville with Clark and Chloe. Right? And that's exactly what they did. And then I see now the error of my young ways. And I understand why they didn't do that on Smallville. And I appreciate it for that. Because what a horrible, horrible thing that was. And I just, it's crazy because season 4 Arrow, I think that is the shatter point of the show. At least for me personally. And that's why season 3 and 4 are the 2 weakest seasons. Right?
I was going to say three really got me like, oh no.
See, three got the ball rolling, like, of this avalanche. Yeah. Three was like the first little tiny snowball that becomes season 4's like eventual snowball down onto the ski resort. Like, that's kind of what happened there.
Well, but I finished watching season 3, didn't I? Right?
Yeah.
People ask me, well, which one's worse? I'm like, well, I like Damian Dark better than Ra's al Ghul. I really like Neil McDonough, the actor, who's Lieutenant Hawk from Star Trek First Contact.
Yep.
And he
mean harmonica player.
And he lives on in Days of Tomorrow, the Legends of Tomorrow, Tomorrow Future Past. He lives on in Legends of Tomorrow.
Not anymore, spoilers. Yes.
As the father of Brad and Ralph's real life wife, who's come on to the show.
Yeah.
This Arrowverse, man, is something else.
It sure is.
I say all this to preface. I'm like, well, Zach, why are you not hosting this show? And these are the many reasons why. I have serious gaps in my Arrow knowledge. I have them all on Blu-ray. I'm actually going through rewatch right now because of this podcast that's launching. I'm sure you're like, all y'all got really excited. Like, oh, he's tweeting about Arrow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Here comes Always Hold On to Arrow. Guess what? It's not going to be me.
Psych, it's us. Sorry.
But I could think of no two better people to host Always Hold On to Arrow than my best friend Lance Laster. And one of my newest friends, Kev Chillis.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
So, guys, let the listeners know that this is not going to be the same type of podcast Always on the Smallville is. We go through episode by episode, and we have, you know, specials and that kind of thing. And there's still room for that kind of stuff in your podcast, but you have a very different format than we have here. So, you know, can I give everybody a flyover? Because this is episode 0 of that show. That show is actually going to be on the United Federation of Podcast Network, which is where I have my other podcast, Franchise Fatigue, where we talk about movies, franchises, sequels, reboots, and when franchises get fatigued. Find us at UFP Earth on Twitter. So that's where this podcast is going to be. It's not going to be in the Always on the Smallville feed. It's going to have its own feed. It's going to have its own network. So it's going to be in its own feed over there. So why don't you guys give everybody a flyover of kind of what brought you guys to doing this podcast and then what the format's going to be, what people can expect. Because this episode zero, kind of a preface, a preamble, a prologue to Always on the Arrow. And then the episode one will be you guys jumping right into it. So take us away.
All right. Well, the origins of this podcast, I mean, that kind of starts with Kev.
Yes. It was a dark and stormy night on Twitter. I don't know if it was actually that. I was on Twitter. Arrow had just finished. I just watched the series finale, which we'll probably speak about here. And I jokingly, but very seriously, tweeted out to Lance, hey, we should do a retrospective podcast on Arrow. To which we got some fanfare, not as much as like if Zach had might have posted it. but I was kind of like, hey, you know, I'm getting my podcast wings here and I'm trying to learn and I really enjoy it. And I was like, I really want to talk about Arrow because Arrow for me was, I guess, the Smallville for you guys. Like mm-hmm. It was the first show that I watched destination television, you know. So I shot it out to Lance because I knew if I asked Zach, he'd be like, no. I'm busy. And so, no. And
I
also,
have five more years of this at least.
Yes. No. And also, me and Lance, strangely enough, this is the first time we've actually interacted. We've just interacted like through Twitter. We haven't been on a podcast together yet.
Yeah.
And so
at this point in time, yeah.
Yeah. At this point in time, we were like, man, I just wanted to like, I mean, as I guess as like, you know, working actors, like we're not, I was like, hey, I want to work with that guy. He seems like a lot of fun. We have a lot in common. And you'll hear about those things we have in common. And it's not just the obvious one either.
Yep.
So it's a I reached out to you and you were all about it and it excited me. And then you gave me structure because I need that. So I'm going to give it away to you so you can give away the structure of the podcast.
All right, cool. We're not going to go episode by episode.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? We're still going to cover episodes. We're going to cover, you know, each season we're going to cover at least the first episode of the season, the mm-hmm. finale, and the mid-season finale.
What a concept.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's something they kind of made like in vogue. So
mid-season finale of Arrow.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about those. And then we'll talk about, you know, special episodes when they occur. Like, for example, when we get to Spectre of the Gun, we have to talk about that episode because we can't not talk about that episode.
Yes. No.
So there's going to be some episode discussions, but then there's also going to be, you know, episodes focused on plot elements, characters, character interactions, those types of things. It's more of an outline type of podcast and it's more akin to the Ringer's binge mode. Kevin, one of the things we have in common is we both are subscribers to the Ringer podcast network.
Yes.
And in particular, we love binge mode and how they talk about pop culture items and nerd stuff. So shout out to Jason Concepcion and Mallory Rubin.
Yes.
So in the mold of that, how we're going to kind of give you an outline overview and then delve into some concepts from there, episode to episode. And you'll kind of be surprised at where we go, but the show will kind of dictate where we go as far as certain episodes are concerned. And, you know, if you're looking forward to hearing us go in on a certain character, we might not get to them until like maybe their arc is completed or until something significant happens to them. So
what about Ragman? You guys have an episode on Ragman?
Oh, there's going to be an episode on Ragman.
Let me go ahead and get out of the way now because you guys will see Ragman will be mentioned probably every episode.
Ragman to you, Kamante, is a wildcat to me.
Yes.
Dead? What's he up to?
Freaking Ragman. Okay, no, I'm already getting hot and bothered already by Ragman.
There's just so many different things that we could kind of like, you know, branch off of and talk about with Arrow. It's so interesting because Smallville is the granddaddy of superheroes on TV. Mm-hmm. And then Arrow is the next is you know the next generation, you know, this, you know, the son of this granddaddy. And then after all of that, like now we have everything that has come after that with is, you know, like the Arrowverse, the Marvel TV shows, right? Mm-hmm. And like in particular Daredevil. Like we don't get that if we don't get Arrow. We don't get a lot of the things that we get in the DCEU also without Arrow, if you really think about it in that way.
Yeah, you gotta love that. Like, hey, you guys did a great job with this on TV. Now you can't use any of these characters.
Yeah, I know, right?
We may or may not make a movie out of them, but you can't use them anymore.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, this show, I mean, being the center of the Arrowverse, sometimes it gets mistaken as like the Smallville of all these shows. Like people think this is a granddaddy show.
Yeah.
But clearly, like, the only interest that people even had in watching an Arrow show, more than likely, was due to Smallville.
Yeah.
Because the Arrow character was already there, or the Green Arrow character. So you have this show, and it goes through incredible ups, the highest ups, and then it just hits, like, the lowest, lowest, lowest it can go.
Yeah.
And we're going to cover those, and you'll probably watch us go insane.
Yeah.
As we do it.
Because it starts off, and, like, you're on, like, such a good high. It's so good at the beginning. And then you'll notice like a change in our tone when we get to the things that are not good. So like our attitudes on the show will definitely be in flux.
Yes.
But we do it because we love it. Because like, you know, for me, you know, like Kev's already mentioned, this was his first like appointment viewing television show. For me, I was hooked on this show, you know, from episode 2 or 3.
Were we though?
I was.
I remember that we watched it and we're like didn't like it. And
oh,
we were like let's get this over with.
I didn't see. I like. I remember like we didn't like the pilot because we saw the Luther Mansion and we were like, what is this? We just watched Smallville.
Well, Lance and I were roommates at the time, and it's like, well, okay, Arrow, we got to watch it, right? And I mean, I was already predisposed to dislike it because I wanted a Smallville spinoff. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I don't understand why you would not use all the characters and actors that you had established in Smallville.
I had that attitude too. But then like when I saw how radically different the show was, and then again, like by episode 2 or 3, I was hooked. I was like, all right, I like this.
I think after the second episode, and I always say this because I'm a Star Trek fan, I'm like, why didn't they make like the premiere 2 hours?
Yeah.
Because right? I feel like after the second episode, when like Oliver, he's at the island and he gets shot by Yao Fei, as we find out, I'm like, whoa, all right, I'm intrigued, I'm interested, right? Mm-hmm. Television doesn't work that way anymore, I guess. No. I guess Star Trek's the only franchise like, all right, we're doing a series premiere. It's 2 hours, right? And so I was programmed in my head to think they were like that. Smallville, I always say Metamorphosis is like part 2 of the premiere. Yeah. They released a DVD with those two as the premiere. So that's why my mind thought that way. But it's funny. You look at the pilot of Arrow and you see how all the other pilots just copy that. It's
yeah.
Like, right, here's what we're going to do. Right. We're going to at the end, we're going to have like a twist. It's like, who's the villain? I don't know. Is it his mom? Is it Dr. Yeah. Wells? Is it,
yeah.
You know, is it the vice principal of Black Lightning High School? What did they reveal that she was? No, they didn't reveal she was a bad guy until the end of season 1 of Black Lightning.
Yeah,
right? Near the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the reveal at the end of Black Lightning's first episode? Is there one?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Oh. I think if there's a reveal, I think is it Anissa finally like kind of seeing that she's a little bit different, like when her powers start to kick in.
Maybe there's always that hook.
There is,
right?
Yeah.
At the end. And you see how Arrow was so successful, and then how the Arrowverse just like,
yeah,
do that.
And you know, and Arrow, like, you know, basically after, you know, those first couple episodes became, you know, for the length of time that it was on, it became my favorite show. And
we said like, this is the best show on television.
Oh yeah.
Like so it took me maybe a little longer than you to come around to it.
Yes.
But I think by the middle of something, like, oh my God, they gotta see Walter. You know? Like,
yeah.
I was so invested. Yeah. I'm like, I'm just waiting for this show to stumble. And it just didn't do it. I mean, yeah. It was near the middle of season 1. There were a couple of hiccups, like Count Vertigo. I think it's like the biggest miss,
mm-hmm.
right? Oh, let's talk about that, right? So you guys have a ranking system of the topics you're going to talk about.
Yeah,
we do. So why don't you explain what those are? I think it's very on brand for the character.
Yeah, it's a 4-point scale, mm-hmm. and so it is a bullseye if it was good, and then it's off the mark if it was just okay, a miss is right underneath that if it just missed, and then you have failed this city if it's just so tragically mm-hmm. bad that we don't want to really talk about it anymore.
We're looking at you, Firefly. We are looking at you, Firefly.
See, I don't mind that episode.
I did.
Well, it's like, hey, Chris Nolan directed this episode of Arrow.
Yeah,
like, you can't have a man in a flamethrower suit. That's unrealistic. But meanwhile, you know, fast forward 8 years and Oliver Queen is the Spectre
uh-huh.
controlling the universe, yes. fighting the Anti-Monitor.
Yeah.
Well, see,
that's going to be the interesting ride that we're going to be on with the show, because we start off in this gritty and realistic world. Yeah. And then it ends and with him being the Spectre, an all-powerful godlike being who recreates a universe in his image as his dying wish. It's like, how do we get there? And so we're going to talk about those things as we go along.
Yeah, no, Supergirl's at its funeral.
Yeah, so and the Flash.
I mean, like, yeah, like that's where this show's going to go.
Both Al Ghul sisters.
Yeah. from snapping your neck saying no one can know my secret to literally having his future daughter standing with his current. Well, it's just going to be a wild ride. I can't wait to get to the later seasons just so I can start really, because this is my first time going back through this entire show.
Oh, okay.
I watched it entirely, and every once in a while I'll pick a season and watch it. Mm-hmm. But it's generally like season 1 and 2.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
And then 5, you know.
5, yeah, 5. So, yeah, absolutely.
Five. And then 5. I really enjoyed 5. So now I'm like fully getting through it. And as we've been seeing, this show is like every episode, like, man, when are we going to start saying this show sucks? Because it just sounds like we're just loving this. And then it's going to slowly start to happen. And yeah. I'm excited about that. Because same. I don't get to show anger about anything in my life. I'm a dad. I have to be quiet all the time. So now I get to yell about a TV show, and I can't wait.
Well, this is why I'm not qualified to talk about this show, because after season 4, you know, I was very spotty. I watched a good portion of season 5, and then maybe like clips of episodes. In season 6 and 7. Now, I did watch season 8, because like, oh, this is the last season, it's only going to be 10 episodes. Mm-hmm. Definitely going to watch that. And season, when does Arrow get good again? When it revisits the first 2 seasons? Like, oh, Moira is back, and Laurel, and, you know, mm-hmm. Malcolm Erlen, yep. back before he got ruined on the show. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
and Slade Wilson,
right? You know, yeah. He wasn't back in season 8, but, no. like, as I understand it, Stephen Amell was like, look, we're going to get Manu Bennett back.
Yeah.
For the end of season 5. And then he mm-hmm. was in a couple more episodes in season 6. Because, I mean, the show lost a lot when he left, because he became quickly just yeah. part of the DNA of the show. Mm-hmm. You know? So they found a way to get Manu Bennett back. And although that was like, that's the thing, right? Season 5 of Arrow. So it's like Smallville. It's like, oh, well, that's the natural 5-year plan, right? That's what shows, quote unquote, have these days. But then the flashbacks, 5 years in hell. I'm like, oh, well, obviously the series will end after 5 years. The flashbacks, it'll be this circle. It'll be great.
But they got greedy.
They just kept going, right?
But they got greedy.
And then flash forwards.
Yeah.
but so let's take a step back here. So I guess that is why these guys are far more qualified than me. I am looking forward to revisiting the episodes I loved back in the day, re-examining why I fell out of my fandom for the show, mm-hmm. and then seeing a bunch of episodes I've never seen, because if you haven't seen it, it's new to you. It's like the Spectre of the Gun episode. Like, I hear yes. people talk about this, I'm like, all I think of there, that's a season 3 episode of the original Star Trek. That's what I think of. So I don't know what you guys are talking about. So anyway, tackling the tough issues of the day, apparently, Arrow. Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
but no, yeah, I am really looking forward to being a part of this as a fan, you know, which is it's fun. And this is starting to happen now that I've been doing podcasts more. Like, why do I do podcasts? It's like, I love Smallville, and I love these properties, and I love talking about them. And it's an excuse to kind of nerd out with your friends, yeah. meet other friends, you know, and now my other friends that I've met are friends with my other friends. You know, it's a fun, we're building this like community here of fandom. And that, to me, that's fun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've heard, you know, friends of the show, Matt Truex and Lauren Wynn, like they've done some podcasts together, and you listen to that, you're like, wow, these are my friends talking. And I feel like I'm in this conversation, but I'm not. And it's the same thing with you guys listening to what you've done. I'm like, yeah. I feel like I'm sitting here in this conversation, but they're having it. And anyway, it's really fun and fulfilling and exciting for me to listen to projects like this. And I'm really looking forward to what you guys are putting out. Now, you guys have like a schedule, right? You have like a certain amount of episodes per season you're going to cover. Is that
ish,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
So a rough ish. Estimate, you know. And then yes. I guess once you reach the end of the series, you'll take it from there.
We'll do it. Yeah.
Like, do you have a finite number of episodes on this show?
A finite number.
You have a 5-year plan. Are you going to end after the flashbacks are over? That's what I want to know. So I'm trying to get to.
No, we're not going to end after the flashbacks are over.
No. No, we are going to get greedy and keep going.
Well, okay. So let's zoom out here. We're not gonna spend all day talking about this episode 0, right? You guys got a long way to go on the podcast. Yeah. But this is the only episode I'm going to be on. All right. This is a show with Lance Laster and Kamonte Chillis. They are your hosts. It's a different format as well. You know, speaking of, like, I have a rotating guest, and that's how, you know, yes. that's how we made so many podcasting friends, and that's yeah. how we're all sitting here together. That's great. But I think different kinds of podcasts require different kinds of approaches. And the approach you guys have is you two guys going through Arrow.
Yeah, it's
and
just
that's
us.
What it's mm-hmm. gonna be. So don't ask to be on their show. I'm not even gonna be on their show.
Yeah, okay? we're gonna keep this first half of season 1. It's just gonna be Oliver and Diggle.
Yeah.
So it's yes. just us.
which yeah, that's a perfect way to segue to just overview of the show real quick. Okay. You know, so I, in retrospect, like seeing the whole show, I was like, man, they should have just left it Oliver and Diggle. Because yeah. that is the core of the show to me. Like Oliver and yes. Diggle's friendship and you know, like people talk about OTA, Original Team Arrow, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and I love Felicity back in the day. We all did.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Right. But Felicity is like this lightning rod of Arrow discussion as we'll continue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we will go deep on Felicity at some point. Don't you worry. And Olicity.
Yes. Oh my.
So having watched the show, most of it, I was like, man, like Original Team Arrow was Diggle and Oliver, right? But now I'm rewatching the show and I remember why we all fell in love with Felicity. Yes. As a character, right? Not, I mean, obviously, she's cute, she's smart, she's funny, she fits into this universe, she brings a much-needed levity to the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, like, everything was so perfect, you know?
Yeah.
I've softened on my, it should have just been Diggle and Oliver, right? I'm like, no, this makes it, they all complement each other very well. Mm-hmm. But man, it is crazy to go back and rewatch this and be like, this is why I love the show. It's like Smallville, for mm-hmm. example, you go back and you watch, like, you know, because I became a huge Chloe and Clark shipper, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you go back and you watch like the first season, at least the first half of the first season of Smallville, right? And it's like, yeah, Clark and Lana, man, like we've all been there, yeah. And Lana, yep. Lana's a good character for the first couple seasons before she starts killing people. And
hashtag Lana kills.
Yes, Lana kills.
We could say the same thing for Felicity.
Felicity, yeah. But Felicity kills.
She nukes a town. Sorry.
Yeah, her kill count is higher than Lana's.
You know the end of Superman the movie when Lex Luthor shoots a nuclear missile to a town? Well, Felicity smoked that on Arrow. All right. So anyway, yes. We'll get there.
And they just moved on. Sorry. Go ahead. Just moved on. No big deal. No big deal.
Well, okay. So you watched it early on. Like, man, these guys got it. Like when you thought, yeah. And this is what Lance and I, you know, we watched it together back in the day when we were roommates. And it's like, this show is so smart because we're sitting there like, well, I know what they're going to do now. And they don't do it. You think they're going to go right, they go left. You think they're going to zig, they zag, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they just sidestep all of the CW drama tropes that you think, right? At least in the first season.
Yeah.
For the most mm-hmm. part, right? Like Tommy, right? What yes. You think you got, and you guys will do an episode about all that with Tommy and his relationship with Laurel and Oliver, right? And it's like, this guy, when the pilot aired, I'm like, let me tell you who this guy's going to be. And like, I yep. could just run down the list. But they did do that. And he became an amazing character and a fan favorite. Probably because they killed him off. I bet if he stuck around, they would have run it into the ground just like Malcolm Merlyn, just like yes. his dad. Mm-hmm. But wow, what a you know, good job show, right? And yeah. and Arrow, like, if I have one thing to change about the show, I would have wanted him to stay on the island the whole time, find a way to make that work. Like, I guess he could have learned about computers and mm-hmm. learned Chinese and got a tattoo. Like, you could have made that work, right? Like, I assume he would discover more things on the island and like, yeah. oh, here is a group of the Russian mob on the island because they're doing recon, right? Or, and here's a, you know, well, they had the Amazo ship, right? Yeah. So, like, yeah. he could have learned about computers on there. And then, like, Yao Fei, if they didn't kill him, or Shadow, if they didn't kill her, could have taught him Chinese, right? Yeah. Ironically, you know, so season one, I think season one and two, obviously, I think there's no disagreement. Those are the gold standard for Arrow, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Which is better, season one or two, to y'all?
I got to go with two for me. It's two for me.
Two.
Yeah.
It's two.
The thing about two, and it's funny because I remember watching, I'm like, man, like, why are they doing CW stuff in the flashbacks now? Like, that is one thing I would say. Because Slade and Shadow and Oliver, I'm like, why do we have to have a love triangle on the island? Right? I thought that was unnecessary. Like, about a woman! To quote Batman 89, right? That's why they get that is like seriously,
people just like Smallville.
Just like why is yeah. it always like any story we're telling? This story is about a girl.
Yeah.
To quote Spider-Man mm-hmm. 2002, right? People can become enemies about more than just romantic relationships.
Yeah,
right?
But at the same time, there's a short list of things and reasons to go. And fighting over a girl is one of those things. Yeah. You don't talk about your mom, and then if you don't, and you don't mess with your girl, like that. Those are like it's a short list of reasons to go. And again,
everything else, two dudes can work it out.
Yeah, so it's kind of on brand.
All right, fair enough. But that was disappointing to me to a degree.
Yeah.
And then of course it's the whole Black Canary thing. They're like, whoa, what are you doing? Yep. Like the whole show. I don't, I'm all over the place here because this is my one opportunity to talk about this with y'all. But I'm like,
just get it out,
just
let it out.
Getting it out now. Like season one and two are great, right? Mm-hmm. I think. I don't. I mean, I haven't gotten to season two yet as of this recording in my rewatch. But I'm like, man, season two must be awesome because season one is awesome. Like to me mm-hmm. to have thought season two was better than this. That is something, right?
It's something. It's like we've always, like you and I used to always say, it's like this show is way better than it has any right to be. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you think about the fact that it's on the CW, right, and it's like it has to, you know, satisfy and do the things that those execs wanted, and at the same time, it's trying to be a superhero show. And then, like, you know, they started off in this, you know, Nolan-esque type of world, and all these other things, right? And like, they don't have the budget that, you know, the Marvel, like Netflix stuff does, or, you know, or any of the Prime.
But they still, like, I mean, the action networks. Is amazing.
The action's amazing. Yeah.
This is pre Daredevil. This is pre Daredevil.
This is before. Into the Badlands, which also had incredible choreography, and it's also the same time as Game of Thrones as well. So that's another thing that kind of people forget about. Like these things were happening almost at the same time.
There was nothing on TV like it.
Yeah,
I mean, we just went from I just got done watching Smallville, binging it.
Yeah,
and you know, we all kind of joke like Clark's fights were kind of like a push or maybe a punch.
Yeah,
maybe. And then within like the first 10 minutes, like Oliver Queen's like snapping necks and parkouring off buildings, and there's guns being shot at him. And you're like, what is this?
And he's not, like, even in costume when he's doing that.
It's an action movie every week.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. And it's so incredible. Exciting. And this is a show you could recommend to people without being like, all right, look, if you can look past this or that.
Oh, yeah. And I did. Like, I shouted this show's praises like from the rooftops, especially in the early seasons, like pretty much to anybody and everybody who would listen.
Up until like season four.
Season four.
When Oliver's jogging in his neighborhood in his green hoodie, making pancakes with Felicity. I remember, this is so funny about Arrow. So the turn of Arrow, I don't know, this is not a structured conversation. I'm sorry, but like.
No. Like, and, just, if you think you're going to get structured conversations with us, oh man, this is a good like test for everyone listening to this.
That's
right
pretty
now.
True.
So the first season was amazing. Two of the greatest twists ever I've seen on television are Malcolm Merlin, and you guys will talk about this in the podcast. We're going to have an whole episode on the Merlins, Tommy and Malcolm.
Yeah.
And like, shows don't get me like this. Like, I'm a smart television watcher. And I pride myself on it, right? But I'm like, Tommy's talking about his dad for a couple episodes. And then, like, his dad cuts him off, and he goes to see his dad. And you're like, who's this guy going to be, right? He's fencing. He pulls off the mask. It's Malcolm Merlin. I'm like, oh, my God. Because you had seen him. It's genius. You had seen him in, like, a handful of scenes talking to Mora, doing shady business. You're like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Like, who is this, right? And it's Tommy's dad. It totally fits.
Yep.
Like it makes so much sense. And I was blown away. And it's just like, well done. And then they do it again in the mid-season finale.
Uh-huh. Season finale.
I thought, okay, who did you guys think Dark Archer was going to be? I thought it was going to be Yao Fei.
Same.
Yeah, I did too.
Because on the island, Fires was like, this guy was a criminal. And I was like, oh, he's like, how much do you know about him? I'm like, that episode is so well done because it makes you question. You're like, oh, you're right. I don't know anything about this guy.
Yeah.
Maybe
he
was cool with Oliver for a while, and then they became enemies, and, you know, as the Deathstroke later, right?
Let's see.
But, I mean, like, that was so cool. And then I know you and I were watching it, and you were thinking it was, like, Deathstroke in disguise.
Could have been.
Because we thought, this is before the second Deathstroke. There was the first Deathstroke. Because there's two. Oh, there must be two.
Uh-huh.
On these shows. Billy Wintergreen.
Yep.
He has two lines of dialogue.
Not Deathstroke.
So, I mean, genius, right? I got to say, though, you know, moving forward, like, season one, incredible. The season finale, he fails. He fails the city.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Right? Right? Tommy died. Every character on the table was going to die, I thought. Like, they could have killed anybody, and I would have been like, wow, they set that up great. Right? I thought they could have killed Felicity because the bunker was shaken. Uh-huh. I thought Detective Lance was going to die because his whole arc was like, I'm going to get this guy into working with the Arrow, and he found the other thing. I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to kill Detective Lance, right? Yep. Which they end up doing. later on, and I thought Diggle might die. I was like, oh no, they're gonna kill Diggle because he goes to fight. You know, he's like, you know, never leave a brother behind in arms, right? And they go up there and they fight Malcolm Merlin together, right? And I'm like, oh god, they're gonna kill Diggle. Don't kill Diggle. Diggle, everybody's favorite character. If Diggle's not your favorite character, you're not watching the show correctly.
That's true.
All right, because the most satisfying experience for me, and we're jumping way ahead now, again out of order. Yeah, I'm sorry, but the series finale. I gotta spoil the Arrow. Smallville series finale. I gotta spoil the Arrow season finale in every episode that I talk about Arrow in. The most satisfying thing I've ever seen on the CW and the WB on television is Diggle getting the Green Lantern ring. I was like, that is the way I wanted to feel at the end of the Smallville series finale. All right, I wanted to feel that, and I got that through seeing the Diggle open up the box, and he's kryptonite in it. And I was just like, as I understand it, they like, I don't, again, WB, DC, I don't know what's going on there behind the scenes, but it's like, all right, they had to really negotiate like what they could and couldn't show. And they're like, well, we can't confirm or deny, but those who know what was in that box, right? Because remember, his stepdad was last name was Stewart and his first name's John. When did the John Diggle Stewart thing start?
It started
pretty early.
Pretty early. I want to say like during one of the Crisis crossovers?
No, way before that.
Was it way before that?
Because people were like, oh, his best friend's name is John Diggle, and he's in the military.
The crisis just kind of gave us a hint that they knew what the fans are on to.
Yeah.
Where's your ring, John?
Where's your ring? I was like, oh, they're listening. They heard us talk about that.
So, and I don't know. Like, to me, that was great. So Diggle, best character. I thought he's the most consistent, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like this guy, like, well done. David Ramsey is a great actor.
Yes, he is.
And not to be confused with David Ramsey, I'm debt free.
Well, there's David Ramsey, the actor, and then there's Dave Ramsey.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm debt free. One day I hope to shout that from the rooftops myself.
No joke.
But anyway, so he's great. But that's the thing. Diggle is consistent. Good on the writers. Like, we're going to screw up all these other characters. We're not going to screw up Diggle, right? Because Oliver, I guess, is my second favorite character because he is kind of inconsistent. Like, I just hate how, like, Felicity sunk all that, right? And Felicity is probably the most inconsistent character on the show.
Yes.
But you get through season two and, you know, Malcolm Merlyn comes back. And I would have accepted one Malcolm Merlyn return from the day. I think we all expect him to come back because he's associated with the League of Shadows or Assassins or whatever they decided to call it on the show, right? But then they kept bringing him back and again and again and again and the whole Thea stuff. And remember how they invented a sister for Oliver, like Thea? Like, what? Yes. He doesn't have a sister. But then it's his half-sister. So hey-o. I'm like, all right, I see what you did there, right? But do you guys think they brought in sidekicks too quickly? Because I would have held off on Roy Harper longer.
Well,
Roy Harper wasn't fully realized till like the end of season two, really. Like, he was training them.
Yeah.
The first time, I remember seeing him.
I think they held off. They showed us a surprising amount of restraint because he's not, because remember, Roy Harper's not
in the team until season three. Yeah.
He's not in costume until season three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's around and doing stuff for two seasons.
Yeah. But do they eventually, they had Ragman on the show. They had Ragman.
Yep.
That's the thing about, like, you know, characters, actors, scheduling. It's like, I don't know why they had to do certain
things.
Their
contracts.
Colton Haynes left the show at some point.
Well, yeah, because like his contract was up and he was just like, yeah, that's it. It's just like
you gotta lock these people in.
Like, like, what are you doing? Like, Warner Brothers, you can't be like Jerry Krause. Like, you gotta be able to renegotiate contracts for quality people.
Or you sign them into a very, very low contract for a long amount of years.
Exactly.
Like,
whichever benefits you.
It's just like to think that, like, Red Arrow or, right? That's what he went
Arsenal.
By. Arsenal.
Arsenal. Arsenal.
Because Speedy was taken.
Yes.
Right? Speedy was already taken.
And then she becomes Speedy.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes.
Like, the show's, like, it is like Arrow is like Smallville, the fact that shows run long enough where they kind of start redoing things.
Uh huh.
Because, like, hey, this was a fun reference. Oh, now you really are Speedy. She becomes, and, you know, I guess her being trained by Malcolm Merlyn, I buy that. Because how, Thea from season one, do you see her being Oliver's sidekick in the field? It's crazy. But she takes the role of Mia Dearden Queen.
Yes.
Right? Or wait,
yes.
Her name is Thea Dearden Queen.
Correct.
Right, as we find out in one of the episodes where she goes to court and as a troubled youth. And she becomes the de facto Mia Dearden, who is a psychic Green Arrow, who we saw in Smallville a couple episodes.
That's true. But then later on, we get actual Mia Smoke Queen.
The daughter.
Yeah, the daughter of Oliver and Felicity.
Yeah. Yeah. You can say that louder. Right to the mic. Yes.
So, I don't know. So, I fell out, like I was saying, like I've referenced earlier, I fell out end of season four. Because season three, for as much as they were kind of screwing stuff up, like, I was still on board when Ra's al Ghul killed him. Spoilers. And then he gets kicked. I'm like, oh, wow, okay. That was I mean, Ra's al Ghul, worst villain of the show, by the way. Casting fail.
I don't know about that.
I would go with Richard Dragon.
See, I haven't seen most of those episodes.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Apparently, he's on 2 years of the show.
Seems like five.
Yeah. But I think Charlie Ferris. No, what's his name? Charlie Ferris is his character's name on Fringe. I like the actor.
No.
Why do they keep getting these Fringe actors?
they keep getting Fringe actors or people from Spartacus. And then if they leave the show, they go to the Chicago universe.
They do.
But that was part of the fun of Arrow, right? Because like Smallville was like all these people like before they were famous. Arrow was like kind of like as they're famous in the genre. Mm-hmm. Like they got Adam Monroe from Heroes. He's in one episode. He was one of my favorite villains of the week because he was like, how many arrows are in your quiver? Like, oh, this is a smart villain, right?
Yeah.
And then just like the guy from Farscape was in the Blackhawks episode. He was Diggle's old boss in the military.
Yeah.
Right? And just like when you see these character actors come up, you're like, oh, that guy from this or that guy from that. So you guys really didn't like the what's his face, huh? From season 6 or?
He stayed on longer than Malcolm Merlyn.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and he should have left.
Well, they got the Highlander. They got Adrian Paul at some point, right? This is what I'm interested to check out. Like, I am.
They did, but that didn't work the way they wanted it to work.
See, because that's what makes me mad. You remember, Lance, when Ra's al Ghul was coming out, I was like, they didn't get Adrian Paul.
You did.
That'd be perfect. You did say that. He's a sword fighter. He's a Highlander. They're immortal. It makes sense with the casting. But so they waste Ra's al Ghul, and then they end up casting the guy years later. It makes me mad.
Yeah.
Also, what makes me mad is Alexander Siddig, who played Dr. Bashir on Deep Space Nine, and he was in Game of Thrones as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The King of Dorne. Prince
he would have been a great Ra's al Ghul, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't cast him. But guess who didn't cast him? Gotham cast him as Ra's al Ghul. How did you let that through your fingers, Arrow?
Yep.
These things make me mad. But so I'm very, very interested to check. The guy, what's his name, from Lost and Person of Interest?
Oh, yeah, Caden James.
Caden James. Caden James.
But no, he's Caden James on Arrow.
Yeah, Caden James on Arrow. I was like, personally, I was like, Jim Caviezel? What?
Regia P. Henson's on the show.
I wish she was on the show.
Yeah.
I love her.
Diggle's sister.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, man, that would have been so good.
Let's take a
step
back.
She could be a Star Sapphire.
We are all over the place. This is great, though. What's the deal with Carly, man? Like, is that violation of bro code? Let me know. Literal bro code. He's your brother, but he's not really dead.
Well,
was that ever addressed? Did someone tell Carly and her son that her husband didn't really die?
We are talking about a universe where Barry marries Iris, so apparently they don't really care about that. They don't really care about that. I'll put it this way: for me, a person that does not have a brother, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, Diggle wasn't going to do it. People keep like, hey, man, you know, like his Farscape boss and Oliver like dare him to ask her out. I'm like, that is like
weird.
Yeah.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah. Right.
Don't do that. Yeah.
And you know, talk about the long game, right? Lila.
Yes.
Introduced. I was also surprised, as y'all were, that she was in season one. I thought she showed up in season two.
Yeah. That's another well done for them. Like, they really did plant that seed.
And then that is the most fulfilling, again, Diggle, right? Forget Oliver. Diggle has the most fulfilling arc on this entire show.
Yeah.
Because Oliver gets his Superman Prime bubble universe with Lois Lane, Felicity Smoke at the end of Crisis. But Diggle gets like the real life where, you know, he gets both his kids back at the end of Crisis because Barry erased one of them.
Yeah.
This is where this show goes.
Yes.
All right. But that's all right. So,
so much fun.
He was his ex, you know, his ex-wife, and we see them kind of get back together over the course of the show, and they start a family. They have a couple of kids. I mean, just to think that they planned that out so far back.
Yeah. Right?
Well done, show. That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, although there's massive gaps in the last half of the show in my viewership, as I understand it, they still stay pretty consistent with Diggle.
They do. Yes. There's one slip up with him.
Is it when he becomes Green Arrow for a while?
No. Okay. It's a little bit after that.
Okay, because I always like that.
It's the resulting fight that he has with Oliver, the big one that they have. Because in that situation, like I was like, Oliver's right. Like Diggle's in the wrong in that.
Oh, that'd be first.
Yeah, well that's the thing. Yeah, that's
why it was so odd.
Yeah, that's why it was odd, and I felt it was out of place. Right. But we'll talk about that when we get there.
Fair enough. I don't know. That's the thing with Oliver. Like after he falls in love with Felicity, his judgment is 100% questioned always. Like, it's just like, I can't trust this guy anymore. Like, your judgment is clouded. And again, Diggle shows that you can be a family guy and be in love and be married and not be an idiot, right? But yes. Oliver can't handle it. He can't balance being in a relationship and being a superhero, right?
That was one of my favorite things. Like, for seasons, he was like, he's like looking at his like best friend, like, I can't do this. And Diggle's like, do you not see what I'm doing?
Yep.
He's like, I have kids at home and I'm still here in the bunker with you all the time. What are you complaining about?
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, to get to it, right, with Felicity. I think the biggest issue I have with Felicity is every crossover became about Oliver and Felicity's relationship.
Yes.
It was like everyone, right? And it's like, she finds out that he had a kid and then Barry has to reverse time and yeah. fix it, right? It's just like, run, Barry, run. But she still gets mad at him later on. I'm like, you, as you like saying, Cavante, she nuked a town.
Yeah.
So, because he didn't tell her every last thing about his life that she's going to get. I mean, he's a superhero. He has double identity. Like, I mean, she's in the inner circle, right? Why are you so upset about these things? I don't know. Maybe that's a hot take. We'll see when I get into the nitty gritty of the 6 and 7 seasons. But all this back and forth. And I think one of the funniest things, thinking back on Arrow, and again, I apologize for the complete lack of format for this, is the end of season 3.
Oh, God.
Where they drive off into the sunset.
Yep.
And you're like, well, I guess that was the series finale. And to the point where the producers of the show have to come on.
Uh-huh.
Did you see this live? Come on, you know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about? All right. So the producers of the show come on. Like, hi, guys. Stay tuned for season 4 of Arrow coming next year. Don't worry. We'll be back. Because they have to tell you that. Because without seeing that, you would have assumed that the story is over.
Correct.
It's like, oh, I guess we're never going to see the flashbacks of Russia or China.
Yep.
He just drives off. He has his Dark Knight Rises ending.
He does.
At the end of season 3, I guess because they ran out of Dark Knight trilogy stuff to copy. I mean, that really upset me. But I'm like, all right. Because every season, they're like, all right, guys, we're going back to basics this season. Like, every season, they'd say that.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, they started out well. Right, like season 3 starts great. My favorite episode off memory is the second episode of season 3, which is called Sarah, because you have what's the guy? What's the archer's name? Like Scorpion or something. I don't know. Like the he's in all black.
Oh, I know who you're talking
and
about.
And they have
I can't remember his name.
And it's like a Darth
name.
Maul,
yeah,
Qui-Gon Obi-Wan fight between Oliver Roy and him. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I thought it was great, and there's a lot of emotion there because they have to Sarah dies again, right? And I don't know. That starts off well, like season 4, questionable because he's running around in a hoodie, but we're the Green Arrow now. I'm like, okay, they play off that, you know, Roy leaving the show. To their credit, they found a way to make that like, okay, that guy was the Hood, but I'm the Green Arrow. So all those people I killed, I'm like, come on, you have a beard, bro. That guy didn't have a beard, but anyway, they at least found a way to make that work. But then season 4...
Komodo.
Okay, Scorpion. So an animal.
Scorpion.
Right? Komodo dragon? I don't know. I was thinking. So.
Don't say dragon. Say dragon.
All right.
Please don't say dragon.
So fair enough. But then,
it triggers
and then,
my Arrow PTSD.
but then season 5, they're like, return to basics. But it really was.
It was.
But it was.
And then Oliver and Felicity, they were broken up. And I was like, all right, this is good. They're not going to get back together. Thank you. And I know this is a trope, and I know I've said it about Lana, and I'm sorry, and I hate to fall into this like trope of like fridging, which is like killing off a love interest to give motivation to the hero. But I really thought what they were going to do with Felicity was they're going to kill her off, like on Her Majesty's Secret Service style for James Bond fans out there, mm-hmm. right? They're going to get married or engaged, they're going to kill her off, and then he's full of hate and vengeance, and you know he becomes like season 1 hero again, and then eventually he settles down with one of the 5 Black Canaries they have on the show.
And they were legit heading in that direction.
I mean, the season four starts off with this dumb flash forward to like a grave, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I guess that's going to be Felicity. But they didn't know. Apparently they didn't know who was in the grave.
That's great writing.
And they're like, no one
that's
will
really good writing.
No one will expect it to be, you know, Laurel, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's like killing off Lois Lane on Smallville, which is ironically something I used to to be like, yeah, they should do that. Make Chloe Lois Lane. So Arrow has shown me the error of my Smallville thinking. So thank you.
They'll have the chance to kill off Lois Lane in January.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah, so he could finally be with Lana.
Oh man.
That's going to be great.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? There's a precedent set on this network.
Yes.
These same people did this. So of all the Black Canaries, right, I think Sarah is everybody's favorite, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they gave Sarah's her, favorite, she's the de facto main character on Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
For good reason, right? She's an established character where we all love her. I mean, season two, that's why I think people love season two so much, is because you see the Green Arrow and the Black Canary working together.
Yes.
Right. And mm-hmm. they're trained, and she is Oliver. Like, she went through that training on that island and the League of Assassins and like fascinating stuff. Right. So I don't know. That I think that's why everybody default goes to Sarah. And she's been there from the beginning, even though she was played by a different actress, which is one of my favorite. One of my favorite things about Arrow is, like, they made an episode. Recasting is one thing.
Yeah.
There was an episode of season one that is based around the fact that they thought they found someone that looked like Sarah, and they used the picture of the original actress.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just so funny. Yeah. Starling City Rockets hat.
I still want one. So if you could find one out there, send it to me.
So, yeah. So that's all that. You know, I picked up the show again in season eight. I really thought, I thought they stuck the landing with the season eight. As the series finale goes, I think it was, they were in a difficult spot because Oliver was already dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because in the Crisis on Infinite Earth. So that timing could have been a little. I mean, what do you think about them having a half season for season eight to kind of wrap everything up?
You know, like, you know, he basically, it's like he wanted, like, he was done, right? Like, so he wanted to end it. So he gave
Amel
him
was done. Yeah.
Yeah. So he gave him that time to kind of figure out how to end it. Right. And what they ended up doing with season eight is technically not an Arrow season. It's a DC
Arrowverse
season. Where they're just basically using that show, they're using Arrow to fill in the gaps and get people ready for, you know, for Crisis on Infinite Earths. Every other show was kind of doing its own thing, and then they cross over when they crossed over. But, you know, there were some good moments in season eight. And in the finale, you're right, I think they did stick the landing, and they worked around the fact that Oliver was dead by using one of the hallmarks of the show, the flashback.
And Oliver Diggle.
And it's Oliver Diggle, and it's probably around the time, like, right around the Royal Flesh Gang episode, because that's probably where they were, it, like, mindset wise, both the characters.
Although his hair was too short.
Oh yeah, but yeah,
that did bother me.
You know,
and he wasn't shirtless these times either.
Yeah,
I thought it was maybe more like around after the Huntress time, right?
Because I mean, I don't think so, because
that's just a couple episodes later, so we're like splitting hairs.
No, it's one episode later.
Okay.
But I think it's beforehand, because in the World Flesh Gang episode, that's when they finally go off script from the list. That's mm-hmm. the first episode that they do. Yeah. That Diggle convinces him to do it. He's still hell bent on the list in that flashback that we get in the season one thing. So that's where I think that's where it's placed. If people were wondering where it's probably placed there. But we get to see flashback Oliver. We do get future Oliver, you know, in the very end, spoilers. And then you get to see the effect that and the legacy that the show has created throughout the finale, with everybody, as many people as they could get to come back. And some people were surprising. I was surprised that they got them back. Like, for example, Ragman, like our favorite character. Like, Ragman came back for the finale. Ragman.
Crisis on Infinite Earths? Nah. Serious finale? I'm there.
I didn't see Wildcat, though.
You know, to quote Avatar The Last Airbender, it was really unclear.
Is he dead? The last time we see Wildcat, he's, like, seen bleeding on the street during the riots of season three. And then Sarah Black Canary's old sidekick.
Sin? Yeah, she wasn't there either.
She's like, that's not Sarah Black Canary.
Uh-huh.
She didn't know Wildcat. Why is she upset about that? And then that's all we get.
Yeah.
And I've gone back and forth with people on Twitter about Wildcat being dead or not. So we're gonna go to the table. I expect you guys to bring me a conclusive answer on what's up with Wildcat.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
He's dead.
We got the boxing glove Arrow because of Wildcat.
That is true.
We did.
But yeah, so incorporating, I think the one thing about Arrow Season 8, like, I wish they never would have put so much focus on the potential spinoff show, Green Arrow and Their Canaries, which may or may not happen, because it's like, here's Oliver's daughter from the future, and we're going to have flash forwards, and, like, okay. It's just weird because, like, I would have, you're caught up in this crisis buildup, but then we're flash forwarding, what, 30 years, 40 years in the future?
It's like 20 years in the future.
Yeah. That's right. I always think in my head, I always think it's the year 2000.
Yeah.
Because that's the future. So it was Star City 2040. You're right. It's 20 years in the future. Yeah. So I'm like, but everything's clearly going to be fine because we're in the future. So that undercut a lot of the tension. And I understand they're trying to build the spinoff, but that also kind of screwed up Laurel bringing her back. Like, they brought back Earth 2 Laurel, but not Earth 1 Laurel. To the show's credit, they at least have the Earth 2 Laurel question that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then her dad be like, it's okay, maybe there's nothing wrong with you. I'm like, all right. I'm not 100% on board with that explanation, but the fact that you at least addressed it.
Yeah, and tried to explain it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, my headcanon, that they're kind of like, are the same person, because you don't know the rules of what Oliver did when he reformed the universe. I also liked how, like, there's the moment where Thea yeah, comes back, and Roy, they got together.
I know, I loved it. So,
robot arm.
That's right.
So, you know, they get, it's kind of out of nowhere, but it's cool, right? They're like going to get married, and, you know, they tie
it was very much Peggy and Stan from Mad Men. That's exactly what that was. Shout out to the Mad Men fans out there.
But, you know, the Mad Men is another series now that's very satisfying.
It's perfect.
As much as we're talking crap about the Fringe guest stars, Arrow, I feel like Fringe is another series finale. Star Trek The Next Generation, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, these are satisfying series finales. Notice I'm not mentioning Smallville. So these are series finales that are satisfying.
Yep. Avatar The Last Airbender.
The Arrow series finale, look, they're focusing on the legacy of Oliver Queen, right? Yes. Past and future. You're right. Oliver and Diggle passed, making Oliver the hero, making Diggle the hero of like the present, setting up for Green Lantern, and then his daughter in the future. Although her coming back in time to go to her dad's funeral is like, okay, fine, whatever. It's about the themes, not necessarily the plot. Yes. There. Yeah. It's about the themes and the characters, right? Plot third, but that's fine because to me, characters and themes should come first anyway.
Yeah.
And we laugh about plot holes and stuff, but it's,
well, those are fun. But like, but again, like, and that's, you know, bringing this all back around. That's a lot of what we're going to, you know, discuss on the podcast.
Look at these guys. See, you guys are in good hands. Look at this segue. Look at that.
Yeah. Characters and themes, man. That, like, we're going to spend a lot of time on those types of things.
I guess the funeral, right? I mean, everybody was there, like you guys have said, right? Mm-hmm. I like the fact that because Robert Queen, as you guys will talk about, is such a huge figure. Mm-hmm. Of importance, yes. Right? He's like the Vito Corleone of the family, yeah. Right? And they talk about, I didn't realize he was in so few episodes because they mm-hmm. talk about him so much. Like he's in, he kills himself the first episode, and then there's like Ghost Dad! Ghost Dad strikes again. Smallville did it first.
It's a plus one to your Ghost Dad tally.
I should have a Ghost Dad count on Smallville. These guys are not going to have a tally board, okay? That's way too complicated. I should have never done that.
We are going to have something different, though. We are going to have something special at the end of every season, though. So excited for that, because that's going to be fun.
But I like how Thea was like talking to Moira, who's back.
Yes.
They start with Slade. He did make it in stock footage, like we said, into the series finale. You know? And I like how they edit the footage where it looks like she survived and all that.
Yep.
And they're making a documentary about Oliver Queen, mm-hmm. which is, as a documentarian myself, I like that. So I don't know if you guys know, but I work in the industry on and off. But to have them like look at Robert's grave and Thea's like, why didn't he bring Dad back? And she's like, well, some things had to be the way they were in order to make Oliver the man he was, right? And I thought, like, that's an immovable object. Like, his dad had to die. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. And so I think that was a powerful statement too. Like, although it was a happy ending for a lot of characters, there was still, you know, some bittersweetness there. Also, hey, Emily Beck-Rickards came back for the last episode, pulling Michael Rosenbaum. I think she probably filmed for maybe 2 days instead of one.
Possibly.
But hey, I don't know why she... There's eight episodes left. Or I'm sorry, there's ten episodes left. You have better things to do? Like, I don't know why didn't she... But hey, right? By this point, I'm like, good, she's gone.
Yeah. Hey, they also got Tommy back for the finale as well.
Bearded Tommy.
Wait, Dr. Rhodes.
He had a beard in the season premiere. Did he have a beard in the...
He did not have a beard in the season finale.
To make it clear that this is season one. Okay, yes. This has confused me. He was like, on my Earth, Laura was my wife. I was like, but you are on your Earth. I don't understand. But again, characters first, theme second, plot third. We're not going that's the way we're going to look at Arrow, right? Everybody had a happy ending up. Because Arrow season one was so good, we became Tommy Laurel shippers,
yes.
Right? You know, so that is the end game for us as Arrow fans, and I'm glad we got that. So, So lots of satisfying. So I think that, you know, plot issues aside, as we're talking about, they stuck the landing with the Arrow series finale. Now, everybody got a happy ending or set up for something to some extent.
For sure.
And it felt like a good payoff to the 8 years, mm-hmm. about five of which I've seen cumulatively.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, you guys who have seen every episode, you guys feel the same, it seems. So.
It's gonna be cool to like rewatch it with a more critical eye as opposed to a binge.
Remember, characters first, theme second, plot third.
No, it's already been a blast. We've already started like watching the episodes to prepare for this, and it's already been a blast just like remembering so much about it. I mean, even the series finale. I remember when I got done watching the episode, I was like, I kind of didn't like that they did the whole documentarian thing the whole episode, but then I was like, wait, they didn't. They just did like the first couple minutes.
Yep.
And it's crazy what you pick out of the memories of these shows. And as you go back through them, you're like, oh, it wasn't that bad. Or, oh man, that was actually very bad. Or, oh my God, she was paralyzed and has a chip currently in her spine. That's how she's walking around. Oh my Lord.
That's amazing.
Yeah. No, it was terrible. It was terrible.
They have an argument terrible. And then she
walks away.
She walks away. She was paralyzed.
Oh man.
She was paralyzed. She walks away.
I don't know. And guys.
They just move on past it. They just move on.
I was way too hard on Lana Lang after watching Felicity Smoke. Seasons 4 through 7. Yeah. Although, the nail in the coffin for Felicity Smoke for me was the season 3 finale. And Ray Palmer, shout out to Brandon Ralph.
Yep.
Who got to play Superman again because of this. So it's all true. Worth it.
Yes.
It's all worth it for that, right?
And shout out to the 9 Lives of Christmas.
Is there a cat in that?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, the season 3 finale where Ray Palmer's like, all these people, I have to do this. We're all going to die. And she's like, but all of her. And then she gets in the Atom suit and saves Oliver. And that's when I was pretty much done. That is the equivalent of Lana in her Prometheus underskin superpowered suit in Smallville season 8. Don't forget about that, my friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like, what? No, this is not what these characters are for. It looks like Cavante forgot about that. He's laughing. All right.
it's just amazing to remember that.
And then she shows up, and I'm like, there's no way you fit in
that. That's the only way the show thought. This is the only way Clark will get away from her. He can't get near her. Like, poor Lois.
That is a terrible, terrible, small, hey, it's on brand for Smallville to have terrible relationship advice.
Yeah.
Arrow's no better.
I know.
Okay. No.
You know what's refreshing about the early season of Arrow? Like, Oliver was like, has different love interests, and, you know, we got his cop, McKenna.
Woo!
And then his Detective cop McKenna. Friend.
Woo!
And then the Huntress, obviously. Yes. And then Summer Glau, let's not forget.
Yep.
Yes.
In season 2.
River Tam.
And then after season 3, it's like off Felicity all the time.
Now, I
thought when they introduced Dinah Drake, I was like, oh, okay. They've completely screwed up the Black Canary mythology, but now they're getting it right. All right. At some point, these two are going to get together. She's going to be Black Canary and we'll move on. But that's not what they did at all.
They didn't even like hook her and Wild Dog up. They were going that direction. And they just didn't do it.
I was going to ask you guys, like, were they a thing? Because of the random episodes I've seen, I'm like, there's a vibe going on there.
There was definitely a vibe, and they did not do anything.
He's the mayor? How old is he? I thought he was like 22. And he's like going to be the mayor of Star City at the end of the series.
Dishonorably discharged from the Navy.
We don't know that. This is a new universe. No. Come on.
Yeah.
Oliver cleaned that. He went through everybody's personal life. He cleaned everything up.
This Marine does not forget. This Marine does not forget that.
Shout out to Wild Dog, though. Of all the people they introduced at the beginning of season 5, I know you had your issues with Ragman, but I was like, who is this guy? His hockey mask. I'm not wearing hockey pants.
Yeah.
That's what I thought of when I saw this guy. Because I thought Christian Bale said hockey pants when I saw The Dark Knight. I was like, what is he talking about? But hockey pads make more sense.
Yes.
But Wild Dog became a pretty good character.
He did, and that's all credit. That's all credit to him because, you know, he's a good actor,
right?
As well. So
Ricky Gonzalez.
Yeah. So it's all credit to him because like I've liked him in lots of other things in projects that he's done. So it was cool that he made like Wild Dog stick in the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I Diggle was really his role model for a while though, right? Because Oliver had wanted no time for these guys, right?
Yeah.
Although I believe, and again, randomly, one of my favorite Laurel Black Canary moments because this show, right? Even in the depths of season 3 and 4, it made me care about Laurel Lance as the Black Canary. Because that made me mad. When she's like, I'm going to put on the leather jacket now. I'm going to be Black Canary. I'm like, no. Sarah's the Black Canary. Don't do this to me again with Lois and Chloe on Smallville. Don't do this.
Yep.
With these, like, hey, guys, this is how it is in the comics. Now, of course, if they would have stuck to the comics, we might be in a better place, because Oliver Queen, newsflash to anyone who's watched the CW, Oliver Queen ends up with the Black Canary in the comic books. You wouldn't know that if you watch any of the shows on the CW, because he ends up with the blonde tech girl.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my favorite moments was they're out fighting. It's Arsenal and Black Canary and Oliver.
Yeah.
And Oliver's like, you need training. And Laurel's like, when are you going to stop telling me that? And he says, when you no longer need training. It's like, that's great. That's what the thing was. Right? This was the Batman show we always wanted, but have still yet to get. Because yes. Oliver is Batman. Arsenal was Robin.
Yeah.
And Black Canary was Batgirl, right? That is, and then they have the whole Over the Edge episode.
They do.
With Detective Lance.
Which was badass, by the way.
That was an amazing episode. Although I feel like Detective Lance, inconsistent.
We're going to get there.
Well, this would have been perfect in season one, but he had come so far with all these characters by season three.
Yeah.
Although finding out that Oliver knew about Sarah, I'm very interested to revisit these episodes, because Detective Lance, one of my favorite characters. All these characters are all my favorite characters.
They're all great. There's a lot of really good characters.
Like I ended up not liking Felicity, but she used to be one of my favorite characters. I started out not liking Laurel, but she became one of my favorite characters. You know what I mean? Like, that's the great thing about the show. And a lot like Smallville, there's so many ebbs and flows that you can jump back in and out, and I think it justified its length based off how season 8 went, at least in my opinion.
Yeah,
it is funny how it parallels Smallville. It's like, well, season 6 and 7, I don't know. Season 5 is a return to form. 6 and 7, I don't know. Season 8, man, a lot of good stuff going on. And had Smallville ended the first half of season 8?
I know, right?
The second half of season 8, that's a nosedive. All right, that is a nosedive. So I'm looking forward to getting into that. But anyway, we're all over the place here. I hope you guys enjoyed that kind of flyover of Arrow. As you can see, hopefully you've through this conversation that you can see that I'm not qualified to host Always Home the Arrow, but these guys are. And I'm as a fan and a friend of these guys, I'm really looking forward to their coverage. So any final words before we sign off on episode 0 here to tee people up for the show, guys?
I hope you enjoy it. We're going to do our best. We're going to have some fun, and we hope that you guys will have and enjoy this time with us as we go through it.
And please don't get annoyed by my voice. It's all I ever want. And if you're a fan of Ragman, I apologize.
Or Dodger.
Because...
Baltar from Battlestar Galactica.
Oh,
that guy.
Man.
So this thing's like... But spoilers, right? Some of these episodes have been recorded. We're recording this after some episodes. I don't know, for all you guys that have heard, for those on the Patreon that have heard me and Lance talk about stuff, I'm like, hey, you know this and that? You guys don't know what we're talking about yet. This is what we were talking about. I'm commenting on episodes. You've heard that, come on.
Yes.
I'm like, you know, that was the Major Crimes Unit, not the Metropolis Crimes Unit.
It stands for different things. There's Major Crimes. There's Metropolis
there's
Crimes.
There's no way to know.
There's Marvel Cinematic Universe.
There's no way
to know. There's all these different, acronyms could be different things.
There's no way to know. Well, guys, if people want to find you out there, where can they find you?
You can find me at Sir Lance Laster on all of my social medias.
Yeah, and you can find me on Twitter at ChillUs, CHILL_US. That's how my last name is pronounced. And you'll see me just tweeting about Arrow once we release this, and about the Titans, and how we're not going to do that great this season.
The Teen Titans?
No. The Tennessee Titans. I'm the only fan left, I think. So it's a small group.
And I will, of course, be sharing all their episodes on our social media here, which is Always Smallville on Twitter with 1S, Always Solon with Smallville on Facebook. And you can send us an email at alwaysmallville@gmail.com, once again with 1S. As for me, you know me as Moron Zach on Twitter. That's MOORENZACH. And I'm also host of another podcast, Franchise Fatigue, which is on the United Federation of Podcasts, where you can also find Always Hold On to Arrow. Look at that. Look at that segue. All right. Well, Lance Cavante, take it away.
Thanks for listening. Check us out when we officially drop with our episodes, and we look forward to the discussion on Arrow with everybody. In the spirit of the show, do not fail this podcast.
And always hold on to Arrow.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-